So what about talks between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un? Sounds crazy, but so did the notion of Nixon going to China during the Cold War. Isaac Stonefish is a fellow at the Asia Society. He, for one, says a summit in Pyongyang could be the best way to move forward.
I think what it would do is take away the biggest problem between the United States and North Korea, and that's lack of trust. There are plenty of countries that have the ability to hit the United States with ICBMs, dozens probably, and there are plenty of those that also have the ability to hit the United States with a nuclear weapon if they so choose. Russia, China are very good examples. And the problem is not the technology these countries possess. The problem is the will that they do or don't have to strike the United States. So I think too much of the debate is focusing on North Korea's weapons capability as opposed to the way to get them to not see the United States as an existential threat.
And as you kind of map out this argument for a summit, you draw comparisons between the relationship between the U.S. and North Korea now and the relationship between the U.S. and China during the Cold War. President Nixon made that famous visit to China and sat down with Mao Zedong in 1971. Remind us why that was so unexpected and what that did.
Nixon had created his entire reputation, really, in foreign policy about being tough on communism. And Nixon was able to pen this stunning reversal in part because he had such cover as anti-communist. So I think similarly, Trump, who's been so aggressively anti-North Korea, would also have cover to do this. That said, Trump is no Nixon, North Korea is no China, and yet still there are useful parallels to draw.
So how did Nixon's summit with Mao actually change America's relationship with China? And more to the point, did it increase trust?
It did increase trust. It showed the Chinese side that the Americans were respectful enough about them and their right to exist as a sovereign state that their president would go walk around the Forbidden City and visit the Great Wall and see China as a country that deserved to be embraced. Similarly, I think if Trump went to Pyongyang, or that would show the North Koreans that the Americans weren't fighting for regime change.
How would these two sides overcome the harsh feelings to even get to a summit? I mean, the fiery rhetoric, little rocket man, mentally deranged U.S. dotard, they can't just sit down and say, hey, I was just kidding, right?
I think the silver lining to the absurd and crazy things that Trump says is that we really get the impression that he doesn't believe them. He is very comfortable insulting someone one day and meeting with them the next day. It's harder to know about Kim Jong-un. We know so little about how his mind works, but the North Koreans are surprisingly pragmatic. And one could certainly see a scenario where Kim says to himself, hey, listen, for regime survival, I'm going to swallow a little bit of my pride and meet with this person.
No doubt that detente between the U.S. and North Korea would be good for the two countries and for the rest of the world. But are there any incentives for Trump and Kim Jong-un personally?
Trump likes to portray himself as the ultimate dealmaker, and this would be a really impressive deal to make. You could really see him relishing in being able to say, hey, listen, I solved North Korea. Other presidents couldn't do that, but I did it. For Kim, if Trump went to Pyongyang, one could imagine that he would portray the summit as an American leader coming to their capital, kowtowing to their dear leader. So there could be a lot of good domestic propaganda for Kim Jong-un by bringing Trump in and making him appear subservient to him in state media.
Isaac Stonefish is a reporter and a fellow at the Asia Society. Always good to speak with you, Isaac. Thanks.
Great to chat, Marco.